I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Videos out of Belarus show empty factories and students walking out of their schools. This national strike was organized to protest sitting President Alexander Lukashenko. Eric Mock of Slavic Gospel Association says younger Christians in Belarus would like to see political change, while older Christians remember the suffering that political upheaval can bring. All find unity in the gospel of the risen Christ on this International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Remember to pray for the church in Belarus. And Cambodia has faced a great deal of flooding throughout the month of October, leading to widespread damage. Joe Handley of Asian Access says the country is already reeling from COVID-19 and the economic fallout. Very few resources are left to help those impacted by this newest disaster. Asian Access plans to come alongside those in need. Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org, a service of One Way Ministries.